Daf is Maseches Bava Kama Daf Nun Aleph. Our daf includes the interesting case of the pit digger who dug a 10 tefach pit, and then somebody else came along and deepened it another 10 tefachim. This distance to going down to 20 tefachim. This pit is getting deeper and deeper, and the third guy comes along, takes that pit, and lowers it another 10 tefachim, 30 tefachim deep in the ground. Kulan Chayavin, says the bright at the bottom of Amud Aleph of our daf. They're all obligated. If someone falls in and breaks their leg, God forbid, all the guys who dug those inches, those meters into the pit are obligated to pay. But if one would dig, let's say, the Gemara raises as a question, a 10 tefach pit. So they go, that's the minimum depth for the amount that a person would be required to pay for damages. So they dig to the minimum depth. And another person would come and plaster and cement it and kind of make it a little bit more, you could say, beautiful, to give it a little bit more of a view of being a pit. Ha'achron chayev, says the Gemara, the person who went and did this shiputz and he did this construction around it, he's going to be the one who's obligated. So Tosfot on the spot explain, dafka hu, specifically this guy, the last person to come, and he put the cement and so on, Bishil Shechidesh, he did something new, he added something new, Shloya Mitchila, something that wasn't there from the beginning. Aval, says Tosa, the difference is between this case and the previous case, Rishon Chet V'Zetet, Kulam Chayavi Menezikin, one guy digs 8, the next guy digs 9, they're all going to be obligated, and that's going to be the same as Kamo Zeyud V'Zesri. That's why there's no difference. All they're doing is just taking more dirt out of the hole. So everybody's going to be obligated. But in this case, something new has been added. It's basically a completely new entity. Comes to Shulchan Aruch Hoshe Mishpat Taf Yud, Siv Yud Gimel, explains that the damage payment is split between the pit diggers in a relative fashion based on the percentage of the pit that was dug by each person. The reason explains the Gra in Siv Katan Chaf on the Shulchan Aruch is because both pit diggers have ownership over the pit according to the space that they dug. Rav Schmitz, in his Alon Orcho Chaim Mishpatei HaTorah Gilyon 149, brings the elevator case where one neighbor puts too much weight beyond the limit into the elevator and it slightly disables the elevator. The elevator can still use it, but it's a little bit off. It's a little bit off balance. Not a perfect use of the elevator at this point. It's still be used. 2 days go by. A different resident of the building goes in. He also loads up too much weight onto the elevator beyond the capacity. And this was literally the straw that broke the camel's back. The elevator gave way, needed a lot of money to repair it. Of course, all the neighbors of the building screaming, the second guy, you're the one who caused it to break. You should pay for it. The second guy said, at least the first guy should split it because he's the one who started the problem in the first place. Plugging in the Tosfot, we'd say they split it as follows. The first offender should pay what the elevator repair would cost after his misdeed. And the second offender would pay the difference of the new repair cost when he actually broke it completely. The logic is, even though they both caused the elevator to break, in reality, each one is viewed as causing individual damage to the elevator, disconnected from the other person's offense. And therefore, they each have to pay in a calculation tailored for them. Rav Schmitz also points out that even if the weight of the second guy put on would have broken a perfectly new elevator, nevertheless, what it, in reality is, he broke a broken elevator. This is factored in, of course. This is not the same as the case we discussed before of the five people who each placed a package on an animal, then a sixth person comes along and did so as well, causing the animal to collapse and die. Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishnah, Shimpei Gimel Siv Dalet, says that they all have to pay equally, since we can't calculate whose action caused it with certainty. That case is different. Why is that case different? As the result was at the end of the story. What happened? It was the animal that died, but that was only after everybody had put on their items, their packages onto the animal. And therefore, we have to look at that and say, everybody has to share an equal fee of the damage. But in our case here, the case of the elevator, the damage already took place after the first guy loaded his stuff onto the elevator, and therefore we have to treat each person individually as having caused that damage that they caused, and therefore they're going to have to pay each one according to the calculation that would be fair and appropriate for them.